Shalom, everybody. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos and Parakeh Mishnah Gimel tells us that Hashem tested Avraham with 10 challenging tests. And the Mishnah doesn't say exactly what those 10 tests are, but the various Mefarshim on the Mishnah tell us what they think those 10 tests were. And every one of the Mefarshim agree that one of those tests comes from the very beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Aleph. Hashem tells Avraham, Lech Lecha, Me'artzecha, etc. Hashem tells Avraham, leave your home, leave your birthplace, and go to the land that I will show you. And all the Mefarshim say that this was one of Avraham's tests. And Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Medrash on this pasuk and says that every worry that Avraham could have had would be taken care of by God. Long journeys break up family life. It's hard to have children when you're on a long journey. And it's also, long journeys also often reduce one's wealth. And they often reduce one's reputation. But not to worry, says God, I will bless you, that each of those concerns will not be a problem. You, Avraham, can embark on this long journey and do not worry. Your family will grow, your wealth will grow, and your name and your renown will grow. That's Rashi quoting the Medrash. However, if that's true, what was Avram's test? Every one of Avram's concerns would be taken care of. So what's the big test over here? What was so hard for Avram to do if everything he was worried about would be taken care of? And we can ask another question. Many people are familiar with a medrash that Rashi quotes at the end of last week's parsha on Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Chaf Ches. The medrash says that Terach, Avram's own father, brought Avraham to the king Nimrod, and he accused him of smashing Nimrod's idols. And Nimrod threw Avraham into a fiery furnace, and it took a miracle to save Avraham. But it was Avraham's father who had him thrown in the first place. If that's the kind of home life that Avraham had, how hard could it have been for Avraham to leave home? How hard could it have been for Avraham to pass this test? So perhaps one can suggest that the test was this. Even though Hashem promised that he would take care of Avraham, the test was, would Avraham believe it? Would he rely on God? And this is a God that he could not see and he could not touch. He couldn't talk to. The whole world thought that stones were God, that wood was God. There was a sun God and a moon God and a rain God and on and on and on. But Avraham believed in the one true, omniscient, omnipotent God. And so now the question is, would Avraham trust that God to fulfill his promises? That's one possible explanation. And perhaps another explanation is something that the Ramban mentions, Rav Moshe ben Nachman, who died in 1270. The Ramban says, on Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Beis, the Ramban says that despite the fact that Avram was promised that his journey would be successful, and despite the fact that Avram's home life was terrible, still, leaving home, leaving our comfort zone is so, so hard. Reaching outside of ourselves to do something for God, leaving what is comfortable and known is really, really challenging. So challenging that it was one of the 10 tests of Avram. He had to do it. He had to leave his comfort zone in order to grow. But it was hard for him. And it's hard for us as well when that happens. And these are two approaches to our questions. And there is a third beautiful approach offered by a number of Mefarshim, including the Sfas Emes, Rabbi Yehuda Aryeh Leib Alter, the Gerer Rebbe who died in 1905. This is in the Sfas Emes from the year Tuf Reish Lamed Vav, 5636, which was 1875. Says the Sfas Emes, sure, Avraham was promised wealth, and he was promised a beautiful family, and he was promised an intact and strong reputation if he left his home and his homeland. And sure, he had a terrible home life, and anyone in this situation would leave at first chance. But the test was this. Is that why Avraham would leave home? Is that why Avraham would listen? Would he leave for the reward? Would he leave in order to escape a challenging situation? Or would he leave simply because Hashem told him to? That was the test. And what do we hear in a couple of psukim in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Dalid? We hear that Avraham passed the test. Why did Avraham leave home? The Torah says, not for wealth, and not for fame, and not for convenience, and not to avoid a challenging home life, but Vayelech Avram Ka'asher Diber Elav Hashem. Avraham went because Hashem told him to, period. That is the test that Avraham passed with flying colors.